3E1, all public notices have been filed. Please note that the American flags are up to my right, and join us for the Pledge of the Flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Welcome, and let me take this opportunity to introduce the members of our board. John Whitman, who is our code enforcement officer. John Bailey, our deputy town attorney. Tim Bowers, to my left, board member. Mike Williams, he's an alternate board member, and he will be voting this evening in the absence of Lauren Kayser Roto. Next to me, Bob Linares. To my right, Dwight Lakir. And to his right, Anna Warren Zizzi, the recording secretary, and I'm the acting chair, Bob Metz. If anyone appearing before this board is related through family, financial, or a business relationship with any member of this board, it is incumbent upon him to make it known under state law and the code of ethics. The first order of business will be the approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. Each member of the board, having previously received and read the minutes of the previous meeting dated December 19, 2023, the chair will entertain a motion that the reading of these minutes be dispensed and approval of same.
Second.
Thank you. All persons. Oh, yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All persons making an appeal before this board will be heard in accordance with the town's laws of the state of New York, Article 16, Sections 267, 279, and 280A, Subdivision 3, and the Town of Orchard Park Zoning Ordinance. Any person aggrieved by any decision of the Board of Appeals may present to a court of record a petition duly verified, setting forth that such decision is illegal, specifying the grounds of the illegality. Such petition must be presented to the court within 30 days after the filing of the decision in the office of the town clerk. Will the secretary please read the affidavit of publication and posting of the legal notice for this meeting?
Notice is hereby given that the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park, New York, will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, the 16th of January, 2024, at 7 p.m. in the Orchard Park Community Activity Center, 4520 California Road, in said town, in the matter of the following appeals.
Mike Williams, did you make the inspection for tonight's case?
I did.
Okay, Kim?
Yes.
Bob Linares?
Yeah.
Dwight?
Yeah.
And the chair also. As a point of information, we will be following the following procedures at tonight's meeting. The petitioner will be asked to come forward and present his case without interruption. Board members will be allowed to question the petitioner. We will allow anyone from the floor the opportunity to speak for or against the request. We will verify if there are any outside communications related to the case. Board members will have an opportunity to discuss the request. A board member will motion for the granting or denying of the petitioner's request. At tonight's meeting, Mike Williams, the alternate, will be voting in lieu of Mrs. Kayser Roto. If the petitioner's request is granted, it is not necessary for the petitioner to remain in attendance for the duration of the meeting. Those individuals should contact the code enforcement officer to complete the appropriate paperwork. Will the secretary read the first item of business on the agenda?
CBA file number 2123, Ellicott Development, 4297 Abbott Road, Zone B2, SBL number 172.05-1-1.1, part of Farm Lot 39, Township 9, Range 7, requests two area variances. The first variance is for the entrance ways of the automotive service station to be 189 feet 5 inches to the nearest residential zone. Location of exits and entrances. No automotive service station shall hold an entrance or exit for vehicles within 300 feet as measured along the right-of-way. of an existing school, public playground, church, chapel, convent, hospital, public library, or any residential district. Such access shall not be any closer to any intersection than 30 feet, section 144-29C2. The second variance is for front yard parking. Vehicle parking shall be prohibited in the front yard of B commercial or any area set forward of a building when the majority of the building front is at a greater setback than the front line of the building. Section 144-29A4. Note, this hearing was adjourned at the 7/18/23 ZBA meeting.
Will the petitioner please step forward? Please state your name and address for the record and present your case.
Yes, good evening, Chairman and members of the Zoning Board of Appeals. John Hopkins on behalf of the applicant, Ellis Development Company. As most of you will recall, we previously presented this project to you during your meeting on July 17th. Based on some input received during that meeting, went back to the drawing board and made some changes. We also did a traffic study. So the focus of my presentation this evening is going to be on what we've done since we were here 6 months ago. I also want to address the project to introduce themselves. So,
hey, my name is Jerry Wassel with Pelican Development. I'm planning development for you. And to my right, front row,
yeah, John Pastore, Director of Real Estate, Crosby Street Building.
And then also, this is Paul Gregory, Technology Development Company. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through the PowerPoint presentation briefly, and then again, focus on the changes. The only reason I'm going to do that is number one, it's not identical for it to what was here when we presented in July. And number two, more importantly, it's been 6 months ago. I think we all know where the project site is, 1.21 acres in size. It is important to note that it is currently zoned B2. And B2 allows a wide range of commercial uses, including hotels, commercial parking lots, restaurants with drive-through facilities, et cetera, et cetera. It's also important to note the project that we're presenting to you this evening, if you do grant the request of relief that we're seeking from the board, that is not the end of the process. And there's still a lot more hard work to do. We would have to get landscape approval from the Conservation Board, and then we'd also have to go through the commercial site plan approval process, which means preparation of fully engineered plans, lighting plans, stormwater management plans, et cetera, et cetera. This slide is an aerial photograph of the project site and surrounding vicinity. We all know as well. Turn to the next slide. That's just an excerpt from the zoning map. And the reason that's important is because the two contiguous parcels to us on both Abbott Road and Big Tree Road, they are both currently zoned commercial. And then the parcels that are residential and that are relevant, because the next parcels, both on Big Tree Road and Abbott Road, those, while they're zoned residential, they're vacant. There is nothing on either of those parcels. You want to go to the next slide? So just to acclimate everyone again, this is the site plan that we presented to you during your meeting back on July 7th. At that point, we were showing driveway on Abbott Road, 140 feet 5 inches to a residential district, again, vacant land. And then on Big Tree Road, we were showing 248.5 feet. Actually, I think that's the current level. So, skip to the next slide. And we'll talk about, we made some modifications to that, those driveway locations. And then in addition, while not necessarily relevant with respect to the relief we're seeking from you, based on the input received, we made a couple of additional changes. We also did relocate the dumpster enclosure to the back corner. It's important to note that that will be a fully screened and enclosed dumpster enclosure with the required landscaping. Rest assured, your conservation board will make sure we comply with all the standards. We relocated four of the electrical vehicle parking spaces to the south of the driveway. That's a deliberate decision. While we all encourage the use of electrical vehicles, those are typically used less than the remainder of parking spaces because while electric vehicles are becoming more prevalent than they were, they're not quite used as much as other cars. So if you go to the next series of plans, these are color renderings that we thought would be helpful to the zoning board in getting a view of what this project will ultimately look like. So this is looking back to the intersection, the first one, and you can see there will be screening along the edges, ample green space, landscaping, in a layout that we think works. You can also note, unlike your typical convenience store with a viewing facility, this will be a very nice building. It will comply with town standards in terms of architecture and not a cookie cutter convenience store building like we see many places throughout Washington. And then there's just a couple of additional renderings. Again, you can see the fueling facility, the canopy, the building, and a closer up of the building. And then finally, looking back towards the intersection, it is important to note again, I want to emphasize, we will have adequate screening, fencing, landscaping, and all the requirements for the town road. One of the other questions that came up during the hearing held by this board in July was truck access, particularly fueling facilities obviously have tractor trailers to deliver fuel. So we did provide a truck routing plan that demonstrates that yes, indeed, given our intersections or driveways on the Abbott Road and Big Tree Road, we'll be able to accommodate that. The nice thing is Crosby's, who represent us here, they can control the scheduling of that to a certain degree. So if there's peak times where it's not appropriate to have that fuel truck on the site, they can work well. The next slide is a summary of the traffic study we did. This took a lot of time, but we did get a consulting engineering firm, very detailed traffic study. And basically, the conclusion is the most important part. Number one, just like almost any convenience store with a fueling facility in West York, most of the trips are passed by trips, meaning you're not leaving your house only to go get gas. Generally speaking, it's a convenient location, and you're already driving by the site to either get turned in and turn out. Otherwise, your vehicle is always on the road. Number two, the proposed driveway locations, which we've changed, I'll come back in a second, as depicted on the updated site plan, will not result in any adverse traffic impacts. And then finally, that overall, the project as currently designed will not result in any adverse traffic impacts. So we now have a consulting engineering firm who's done a detailed traffic analysis, provided their opinion. We do want to thank the engineering department. They played a role in determining the scope of that project. We did look at six different intersections. We evaluated existing projects that are in the pipeline with the town. So it was a very, very comprehensive traffic impact study. It will also be reviewed separately by the planning board in connection with a future request for site plan. So now the next slide is probably the most important. Oh no, this is the front yard part. So one of the variances we're asking for, the less important of the two, is for front yard parking. The next aerial photograph will show you that obviously that's not an uncommon occurrence in this vicinity or anywhere else in Orchard Park, but we've deliberately designed it to minimize the number of parking spaces that are in the so-called front yard. You can see they're highlighted in yellow. And more importantly, each of those nine spaces will have at least 15 feet of green space separating it in the edge of the Abbott Road right-of-way. And there's also green space actually in the Abbott Road right-of-way. So we think that is not a big deal in terms of the variances, and we think obviously it's preferable to divide the parking lot up into a couple of different areas rather than one larger parking lot. And we are very, very comfortable based on our traffic impact study that we have adequate parking on site, that there will not be any off-site demand or parking spaces. The next slide is an aerial photograph showing the existing conditions in the immediate vicinity, Big Tree Inn, far across the street, salon down the street, automotive repair. Now, those all have parking in the front yard with basically absolutely no green space. We're not making the argument that, hey, because that's there today, we should be allowed to do whatever we want. What we think we're doing is something that's much better than the prevalent condition there today, including the site where the pavement's right up to the right wall. We're going to install landscaping. We're going to have a limited number of parking spaces. So we think what we're proposing in terms of that particular variance is better than what's there today. The next slide, this is the one that's important. So this is the variance that pertains to the driveway distances from a residential building. And this is the updated plan. So what we've done is based on consultations with the traffic engineering firm, based on input we received from you during your July meeting, we've taken those two previously proposed driveways and increased the distance from the residential district. Again, the residential district in this instance is two vacant parcels. So on Abbott Road, we are now at 189 feet and 5 inches, with previously 145 feet, so we moved the distance. And then on Big Tree Road, we're actually almost compliant, fairly close. We're at 248 feet and 5 inches. And again, both those measured from vacant residential parcels. It's important to note that we made sure our traffic engineer took a look at that and made sure that they believed that those were safe access points, and yes, indeed they are. So based on the input received from you, we've made those modifications, which we think are good changes, and we appreciate the opportunity that you provided us during your July meeting to go back to the drawing board and take a look at those. The next slide is just marking that up on a aerial photograph. It's also important to note that Orchard Park is somewhat unique in that that 300-foot requirement as measured from a residential district only applies to what we call full quote an automotive service station. If we were just proposing a large national chain restaurant with a drive-thru that could be much busier, this would not come into play. I don't think anyone knows exactly historically why it's there, but it is there. We acknowledge we need to relieve. But there's a lot of uses, literally every other commercial use could go here without the need for this particular variance. So I think it's important to note that. And secondly, and more importantly, that yes, we did receive input, we made some modifications. Obviously, this request is the case with all requests for area variances that this board reviews on a monthly meeting. It's governed by the balancing test and the five criteria set forth in New York State Town Law, Section 267, B3B, which requires you, on the one hand, to balance the benefits that will be received by the applicant if the requested relief is granted, and weigh those against any resulting detriments to the health, safety, welfare of the neighborhood or community. Here, the benefits are quite clear. If you grant the variances that were requested based on the modified plan, this project can proceed to the next stage. And engineered plans, site plan approval, and both Crosby's and Alpha Development can put this property in productive use. I think if you drive by the site today, that it was historically utilized in connection with Bill's events by a radio station, this will be a dramatic improvement compared to those conditions today. On the other hand, especially given the modifications we made, we do not think the granting of the requested relief will result in any detriments to health, safety, and welfare of the surrounding neighborhood. And unlike when we were here in July, we now have a traffic impact study and a professional opinion from a traffic engineering firm that supports our position. Five criteria simply are whether the grant of the requested relief will result in a desirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties. We think the answer again there is no. I've referenced the fact that we provide screening. I've referenced the fact that this project will also require site plan approval and input from the town's conservation board. It's also important to note that if you look at Crosby's portfolio throughout Western York, it is not uncommon for their convenience stores with fueling facilities to be close to residential neighborhoods. I live very close to one that's located on Union Road, Whirling, much closer than what we're showing here. And they do an excellent job managing the properties, which I've already concerned them already, they take care of them. The property is immaculate, they make improvements, so it's nice to have a local company from Lockport, New York, that would ultimately be the user there. Second criteria is whether or not there's any, whether we can receive the benefits we're seeking through some other way than seeking a requested relief. And the answer to that is no. This site cannot be redeveloped as a convenience store with a fueling facility without the variances we're asking for. And again, we make modifications based on the input received. Third criteria is whether the requested relief is substantial. And the case law in connection with that criteria doesn't focus on quantifying the deviation from the code. It focuses on whether any harm will result. We think the granting of the requested relief in this instance will not result in any harm, especially again, given the changes we've made. The fourth criteria is whether the proposed variances will have an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental condition of the neighborhood. No, based on the changes we've made and again, future approval and review by the planning board, town board, and the conservation board. And then the final criteria is whether or not the alleged difficulty was self-created, and as this board knows very well, that criteria by itself cannot be the sole basis for decision making. We would acknowledge for the record, we're aware of the zoning classification of the project site. We're aware of the fact we need to request relief. The only aspect of the project I would ask to consider in connection with that criteria is the existing site conditions. It's not a pristine greenfield site. It's a site that's basically paved today. I think we all agree should be put to productive use, and we're finally going to have the opportunity to do that if you grant the request. So with all that being said, and of course, welcoming any input that you may have, we would respectfully ask that you grant the two requested area variances. as submitted per the updated site plan. Thank you.
Does any member of the board have any questions for the petitioner? I'll start with Joy.
Yeah, I got one question. This slide you have that has the different colored lines, could you go through what the different colored lines
mean? Does everyone want to get that open?
These are not numbers. It's supposed to be in the
This slide. Taking the site plan and overlaying on an arrow photograph. So the red denotes the approximate curb cut locations based on the updated plan. Should both distances along Abbott and Victory, we move further away from the right way. So starting on the left hand side, which is Abbott Road, the yellow is the distance.
You mean further away? Sorry, not the right.
Further away from the residential property. So starting on the left hand side, the yellow line, 189 feet. That is actually the measurement from the relocated driveway to the closest residential. The second measurement there, which is blue, 359 feet, which exceeds the code requirement, that's the actual distance from the driveway to a residential property that's used for residential purposes. Again, because that parcel that's contiguous on Bakery Road is vacant land. That doesn't mean it can't be redeveloped someday.
Says it has to be on the same side measurement because you've got residential across the street.
Yeah, same side. Same side. I mean, that's how the code has been interpreted historically.
You interpreted that?
No, for the past 24 years. You probably better than
that. Last 24 years.
I'm going to defer to someone else, but yes, I've never been looked at across the street.
Okay, no, I understand. Thank you.
Okay. And then, so now let's go to the other side.
One more thing you had about 104. What is that?
Oh, and 104 feet is the distance from the driveway location to the property. Right, so you got three measurements. 359, the closest residential property used for residential purposes. 189 feet as measured to the closest residential property, which is vacant land. And then 104 feet to the actual property. Right. So now let's go up to Bakery Road. We'll start with the same thing. So blue line in this instance, 413 feet. That is the distance from the relocated driveway to the closest property utilized for residential purposes. Can see there, which exceeds more than the code requirement. Yellow line, 248 feet, the relocated driveway to the closest property that's zoned residential, and vacant land. And then finally, same as the previous methodology, 150 feet is the measurement to the property. Does that make sense, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, that's very clear. I wasn't really sure by what was shown.
I should have gotten through the colors a little closer.
That's okay. You did pretty good by documenting that. Yep. That answers that question. Looking at the front yard parking aspect of your variance request, I noticed that a lot of these other properties that are nearby, the majority of their business parking is not front yard, but it's behind the building. Your property looks like all but the employee parking is front yard parking. So you're substantially requesting front yard parking and then using examples of other businesses nearby where the front yard parking isn't the majority of their business parking.
Yeah, so I would agree in terms of percentage wise that a majority of those nearby businesses parking on the side, some in the front, in a lot in the back. Why I was highlighting this, Mr. Bashir, was to demonstrate, number one, we think what we're doing is better than those conditions because we have green space and landscaping. And secondly, I would note that I think the convenience store is a different use. What I mean by that is that generally speaking, in order to feel safe, Orchard Park is a very safe community. People need to see the front of the store. They need to see the windows. They need to see the transparency. They need to see the light. They need to make sure that they feel safe, regardless of whether that perception is accurate, when they exit and enter the store. They also have to obviously keep an eye on the fueling facility and make sure that they're, you know, everything's maintained. This is not an uncommon situation. We think it works, but yes, we do need that relief. I believe the grant for that particular requested area variance retail private. It's not uncommon by this board. Doesn't mean it's always been granted. We need to provide ample occupation.
Is there any way that you could move the building forward and kind of flip-flop your need for front yard parking?
Well, probably then we don't, you know, again, the front of the building is not facing the same orientation as the parking. Meaning you're going to have to park on the back, go around the building to enter the convenience store, which is not an ideal situation from a safety perspective. You know, not familiar in West York where that has been used, and I know that's the reason why.
I see developments where all four sides were developed. Entrance.
Oh, I know what you're saying. So I think what you're saying is, could we move the building closer to the center,
or even to the to the northwest corner? I kind of do away with your need for front yard parking, at least substantially. You might still need a few, but the way it is now, all but the employee parking is. You don't have to answer that if you don't have your hand up there, but the my question was, could you do something different? Because the way it is shown now, really just a couple of the employee parking spaces are the ones that would be compliant. Everything
else. I do believe, and again, I want to defer to the building department. I believe the interpretation is going to be your quarter lot, right? The front yard parking is only on one side. Yeah, so the front yard parking, most of this, this picture on Bay Street Road, that's actually not front yard parking. Under your book.
Okay, that's
it's
different.
It's only those nine spaces, including four which are electric.
It's probably already considered patient panel.
Right.
Okay. And that's different than a fence, where people have a house and they have two front yards because of their corner lots.
In every zoning code in New York State, you know, how corner lots are treated is defined differently. But in this instance, in Orchard Park, for purpose of front yard parking, Abbott's Road is the only road being. And as you can see, we've broken up that parking. It's five spaces as opposed to one of the banks.
All right.
And with that, the green space and landscaping.
And one more technical question. On your updated site plan, and then more towards the front.
Okay.
You moved the dumpster, and
sure.
I thought that was good. How are you going to access that dumpster to empty it? Are you going to have green in front of it? Are you going to come in from this other side lot that says Parcel A and Parcel B?
We would go through where the drive-through location is on the south side of the building. The truck would come around through there at a time when the drive-through is not being used.
You got enough radius for a large truck to come
yes.
through there?
Yes.
What's the radius on that?
I don't know. We would have time to check our engineering team and I have them add that to the plan. What do you mean? Spoke with them. They said it was adequate.
And I think as a Crosby's rep, we can confirm. You know, that's not uncommon in terms of how refuse is accessed. And again, because the local company, they can control the thing.
It doesn't really matter.
For the variance. We want to make sure we answer your question.
Yeah. It's just a point of observation. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have no other questions.
And those are very good questions.
Thank you.
Bob? Last time we got together, and since then, we've got some negative input from some of the neighbors. Have you reached out to anybody?
Paul Gregory with Delaware Development. I'm also a resident of Orchard Park. I have met with a neighbor here. Property is owned commercial and have promised that we would continue to meet with them. We're granted a variance and as we go to the planning board to address any issues with the site.
In particular, screening, landscaping, fencing, lighting, all topics that we're very familiar with and we're never addressed.
Whether it's berming or evergreens or just making sure we got a decent buffer.
Thank you.
As I said, we'd be willing to meet with any neighbor that dealt with that issue. Personally, I think it's a good use for this property, having gone through this past weekend, which is not unusual in Orchard Park. We have something that's relatively convenient. If you need to go out and get something out. I think it'd be a big, good use of this property, especially given the number of homes in the area.
We would also be okay to make sure we're honoring the representations we've made. If this board wanted to impose a condition stating required unequivocally that we have adequate screening and landscaping, we'd go pick it up.
On parking, can you just remind me, I know you're looking at 9 parking spots for clearing.
Right.
How many total?
You're about to say you have a lot for the number of things.
You have 23 parking spots.
Total, including 9?
Yes.
And that doesn't include this spot for 2 where you pump your gas.
And I know you like the 4 that are designated right now with EV.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever think in the future of converting additional ones to EV?
Sure, absolutely. There's demand, we can move that like that.
And it can be used for either EV or just parking. I'm gonna make those right now.
Just one other thing on parking. I mean, it is convenient store. And convenience is important. So be able to get in and out relatively quickly. This morning I went by Bauer. I went by Terry Young, both in the village. And that's a different type of service station. It's not a gas station, it's a service station. You go to Bauer or Terry Young, and you have cars parked out there for days on end waiting to be serviced. That's not what we have.
Understood.
But absolutely, if the demand for electrical vehicles increases, which we all expect it will, that will be the property is well over that.
Mike?
I can look at your plan, right?
Sure.
I'm going to look at your plan, so that I feel good with this. And then that we're not going to have the gasoline trucks coming across either Abbott or across the country to make it less.
Right. Yep. And then if you go back to the truck routing plan, that never occurs.
Do you know how often fuel deliveries are going to be made at this type of location?
And volume, maybe once a day? Once a week, I'm not quite sure.
And again, we do want to say you gave us the opportunity to go back to the drawing board, which is the longer than we thought it would, but I think we've made some good changes based on the input.
I just have one question.
Sure.
And that relates to the number of variances that you need.
Okay.
Do you need an additional variance for the big tree rolling?
Well, I think it went based on input from the going part when we filed it, they combined it as one variance request, but yes. We need it on both roads, absolutely.
Yeah, I was just looking at the agenda and I didn't see the other one mentioned.
Yeah, we need it on both, yes. And our amended application we filed made that very clear.
Okay.
I didn't see the agenda.
Okay, that's the question I had. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting this variance? Yes, please. Stand up and state your name and address.
Hi, my name is Sandra Bobinhagen. I live at 5227 Victory Road. And what they're proposing will be right next to my house. So I'm totally against it. One, two.
Well, right now we're talking about people that are for it.
Oh, for it.
There'll be another opportunity.
Today? Yes.
Yeah, in a few minutes.
My apologies.
Not a problem.
I'm still against it.
Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting this variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against granting the variance?
That would be me. Okay, so basically, my house is literally right next door. So I don't know, when I heard him speak, he said they're all vacant lands, which they're not. I live literally right next door. So my worry is noise, lights, traffic all night long, trucks going through, but mainly fumes, groundwater, if there's a leak, anything like that. I think being I have to live there, it's my home, property values are going down, and then we have gas stations. So we are totally against that.
Thank you for your comments.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak against the granting of the variance?
I'll speak. Mike Mangino, we have 5087 Victory Road. I'm against this project. Bad enough, we got the stadium going up, and my son's back here. I think this project's going to turn out to another project, just like the upper road on our road, Abbott and Number Duels. There's no room there for parking. It's a C-store that is stuck in a little corner. Constantly, I'm always around that corner. Constantly trucks going in, deliveries. It's just going to be another nightmare. You're just compounding on the problem down to this corner over here. With the amount of traffic on Big Tree Estate Highway, after it's not voting well for the residents living there, the other small businesses there. Abbott Road gets shut down during a football game. How's that going to do well for their business when the road's shut down during a football game? Yeah, it's only 8-9 weekends a year, but still I think the traffic there, the left turns, fuel deliveries, it's just going to get more of a problem. I have two residents. My son lives at 5074. He's unable to make it here tonight, but I know he was here for the last meeting that was postponed tonight. So I'm speaking on behalf of my son and his wife at that report.
Thank you. Did you sign in?
I did not. Well, I signed at the front desk. But
okay. Public discussion is closed. Does the secretary have any communications either for or against the granting of this variance?
Yes. Yeah, and they were distributed to the board before this meeting.
Board discussion?
What can be the criteria and the view? In looking at this, I noticed that the property isn't very large. It's roughly 240 feet by 222 for the parcel that's being developed, excluding then parcel A and parcel B. Sometimes things come before us where it appears they're just trying to pack too much into something. I mean, it's the right of the petitioner to always oppose what they want to do. But we need to weigh the variance to the needs of the community and to the five standards, looking at that this
parcel that's undeveloped doesn't have to be a gas station. It could be some other use, permitted use, a bank or something else that first off wouldn't need all, maybe wouldn't need any variance. That this parcel doesn't have to be a gas station, the front yard parking, and need for variances for the entrance. That's my thought.
Okay, at this point we'll close discussion. Is there a board member prepared to make a motion on this request?
I would be willing to make a motion for section 143-63-E1, all public roads in District 5. I don't think there'd be any undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby property. Benefits are not to be received in any other way. The request is not substantial. I do not believe there would be any adverse effect or impact on the cultural or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. Difficulty was self-created for that as a person to grant it in variance. So I make a motion for approval of the two variances in the district.
Is there a second? On the question. Hearing none, we're ready to vote. Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And the chair votes yes.
Thank you. And thank you again for giving us the opportunity to address the concerns in July. Everyone travel safe.
Secretary, read the next item of business on the agenda.
ZBA file number 224, William Meister, 5 Stoughton Lane, zoned R1, SBL number 162.15-5-48, sublot 67, map cover 2870, requests a 40-foot setback to construct a 36-by-25-foot addition in the required front yard. Minimum front yard setback in an R1 zone is 50 feet, section 144-9B.
Good evening, Board. I'm Jim Bamble, architect. We are with and we are talking about the property at 5 Stoughton, which is a corner lot. We've got some updated images to share with you. Trying to further explain what we're up to. The Meister family has been here for a while. They purchased the land with the fence and the shed in the location that was along 28. The home being has had one addition in the rear. It accommodates an outdoor life and a new pool for their family. The house is undersized for the size of the family they have now, and they'd like to stay there. The only direction in addition for living space can go is in the direction of seeking the variance for living space, and added in this probably be part of the majority of the home. We are seeking a variance on the corner lot from 50 feet to the 40 feet part, just to a point. Corner, I should say. We are hoping that understanding that the sight lines, traffic lines are really not impacted. The coverage on the site is still under the 15% maximum. We end up at 15.6, I believe. And I guess I'd like to open up the question to try to make the facade of this be more of a corner fronting, even to help buildings look better, sometimes the side view of a home that doesn't have the fenestration.
Okay, questions for the petitioner? We'll start with Mike.
Yeah, looking at that plan, so the front of the addition would actually come out toward the porch doors?
It would come out about as far as the porch, you'd set back further than on that process.
Setback and the addition of that can be part of the fourth of the
addition that's going to be set into the setback, which is like a flat corner.
Correct.
Sorry, to make sure I heard you correctly. The fence surface there is there on the north side.
Yes.
Thank you.
Lloyd? When did you buy the house?
See, here my son was born. Okay, my wife's not here.
2016. And then the fence was already there, and
yes,
the
sir.
Shed was already there.
Yes, sir.
Are there any plans because of this to relocate the shed or the fence?
Most hoping they need it where it is.
And then just have the fence be discontinued where the addition's going, and then just have it go to the corner, which is the current landscape and where the shed is. If I had to move it, I for sure would. I was hoping they'd try to keep it as is.
And the fence is pretty close, it's on the south side of the forward of the house. And also the shed, when I asked the building department about it, no record of receiving the building permit for the shed.
Right.
And how big is that shed, would you say?
About 12 by 12.
Yeah. Right. It'd be nice if it could come back, at least with the edge of your addition. Is the shed on skids or is it on a concrete pad?
On concrete blocks.
Blocks?
Yeah.
Some blocks. You could move that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Happy with something.
Well, yeah. You look pretty strong.
Oh, thank you.
I would like to. I'm in favor of your project, and I know looking who's representing you, the quality of the work that it will be, I'd like consideration of at least pulling the fence back and the shed back and the
I think the shed we can do the fence like that. I think I would discuss and see what it is. Sometimes the fence dying into a corner lot actually downsizes the impression of the visibility of it instead of dying into the rear corner and seeing the whole side. Some of that I think is a matter of detailing when we do come into the fence. Make the visual happen.
Right. And this is the advantage of bringing somebody that knows what they're doing, anybody. Gets what you get what I'm saying.
Sure.
The aesthetics of it. That's all. All the questions I have.
Well, let me just ask, what were you asking them to move the fence back about 10 feet?
I'd ask them if they would consider it.
Yeah, and the shed, you know.
The shed's just kind of big. But maybe it wasn't so tall, but I don't think it was short.
That'd be hard.
Take it in a hole.
Right.
Yeah. I just wanted to know, how warm you were into that. Thank you.
Okay, is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Public discussion is closed. Does the secretary have any communications either for or against the granting of the variance?
No. No.
Thank you. Board discussion.
I think it's a good project.
I'm good with it. I can't really see making you change what exists in this building. It's not something that you did. But when you go forward, it'd be nice if you just consider it, if you get the variance grant.
I'll work the job.
Yeah. I mean, if you could make it look, even the shed, make it just look a little more aesthetic from the road. But it's not a condition of granting the variance.
Okay.
Okay, we'll close discussion. Is there a member of the board prepared to make a motion on this request?
I'll make a motion regarding ZBA file 02-24, requesting a 40-foot setback to construct a 36-foot by 25-foot addition in the required front yard. I don't feel that there'll be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to their properties. It sounds like that they're going to make it addition. I don't feel that the benefit can be sought. I don't feel the benefit sought to be achieved in any other way other than through the grant of the variance. I don't feel that the request is substantial. There will not be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. And while the difficulty is self-created, I don't feel that it precludes comments from the variance.
Is there a second? On the question? Hearing none. We're ready to vote. Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And Chair votes yes as well. Your project is approved.
Thank you, Board, very much.
Good luck.
CBA file number 324, Matthew and Jamie Carlson, 7630 Jewett Homewood Road, Zoned R1, SBL number 173.16-1-54, part of Farm Lot 70, Township 9, Range 7, requests a 13-foot side setback to construct a 30-foot by 25.5-foot attached garage. Minimum side setback in an R1 zone is 15 feet, section 144-9B.
How can we help?
Good evening, everybody. It's sad to see that not everybody is here to see my role. Here we are. So I tried to be as thorough as I could in what I provided to the board, so I'll not rehash all that. But the general idea is pretty much what the secretary just read, which is that we would like to add a approximately 20-inch by 30-foot garage to our home. Some of the factors that I've heard discussed by other parties this evening suggested I'll point out that there's really nowhere else to put it on our property. The neighbors are on board with it. The closest neighbors to it were still 150 feet away. They did their little statement there. From an aesthetic standpoint, we have worked very hard on our property and would certainly make this garage what I think would be a very welcome addition to the neighborhood. We're excited about the project and think it could really add quite a bit to our property and the surrounding area. There's really no way to build this attached garage without the requested relief because, and at that point, only the farthest corner out actually requires the variance. So for the last person that you were speaking with, it's not the entire structure that's 13, 12 feet or whatever from the property line. It's just sort of the one corner of it. If you don't do that, the alternative is kind of making it crooked off the house, which I don't think anybody wants that. We don't want that. Let's speak for everybody else. As far as shortening it so it doesn't get so close to the property line, I think that would interfere with the intended use because 30 feet is pretty much about the minimum for a car garage, which we anticipate you with our soon to be growing family. So I'm going to leave it at that. If we have any questions, I'm happy to do my best to answer them.
Okay. A member of the board have questions. Start with Scott.
I don't have any questions.
Yeah?
I do not have any questions.
You did speak with the neighbors and you were okay with that?
Yes.
If you didn't get the variance, then what would you do?
That's a good question. I guess we would.
Would you just shift? I mean, looking at this, you could shift the building, just wouldn't be a rectangle anymore.
Right, so it would be almost like a.
And it would take up as much space aesthetically as if you got the variance.
So you almost have almost like that back corner to sort of like shape it off essentially.
Well, you would just rotate the parallel lines of the back and the front.
So the,
make the back longer.
So that's kind of what I was referring to with having it sort of coming crooked off the house. I think
it would cost more.
I think it would look the same. I think you would, first of all, it would be barely. I think the requested variance would be all structure. You wouldn't even notice it's 15 or 13 feet from the property line. I think doing it that way wouldn't look as good for our property values and their property values. So
I think that's kind of where I'm at. Yeah. I have another question.
Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Public discussion is closed. Does the secretary have any communications either for or against the granting of the variance?
Just what the applicant submitted in the file. What?
Or discussion?
Yeah, I'm in favor of it.
We'll close discussion at this point. Is there a member of the board prepared to make a motion on this request?
I'll make a motion. I make a motion to grant the 13-foot side setback variance to construct the 30 by 25 and a half foot attached garage. I consider the five factors balancing the interest, and I feel there will be no undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby property created. The benefits sought cannot be achieved in some other way other than through granting of the variance. This request is not substantial. There will be no adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. And although the difficulty is self-created because the applicant wants to add to a structure, it does not preclude the granting of the variance.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
On the question? Hearing none, we're ready to vote. Tim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. You're approved. Good luck with your project.
I appreciate it.
May have a motion to adjourn. Right. Second.
Okay.
Right. All in favor?